At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Fort Worth City Council has asked city attorneys to draft an ordinance clamping down on smoking in public places. It would ban smoking in outdoor patio areas of a bar as well as private events held in public places. Smoking will still be allowed at stores, which primarily sell cigars and tobacco products. The council will take up regulating e-cigarette and vaping shops at a later date. A public hearing will be held when the ordinance is placed on the city council agenda for a vote. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott can play Sunday against San Francisco. A judge in New York last night granted a motion from Elliott and the NFL Players Association for a temporary restraining order. It runs through October 30th or whenever the court decides to hold another hearing. The ruling for now puts aside a six-game suspension of Elliott, a result of domestic violence allegations against the running back. Elliott has denied those allegations. Proposals are due tomorrow from Dallas and other U.S. cities bidding for Amazon's second headquarters. 16 years ago, Dallas nearly won the headquarters of another Seattle-based giant, Boeing. Dallas lost to Chicago, but the story didn't end there. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs Project, Lauren Silverman reports that defeat is in part why Dallas is in the running today.
Back in 2000, a Texan was in the White House, Dallas native Erykah Badu had a hit song on the charts, and billionaire Mark Cuban had just bought the Mavericks. You could say things were looking up. But downtown Dallas, it was dead. Some joked the sidewalks rolled up at 5 p.m.
Yeah, it just wasn't much activity, and there wasn't a lot of vibrancy going on. Everybody that worked down here, which happens to be the largest workforce in North Texas, they come to work, get out of their car, go to their office, and come back to their car and go home.
John Crawford is CEO of the Economic Development Group Downtown Dallas, Inc. He says there were only a few hundred people living downtown. Everyone had fled to the suburbs. Valletta Forsyth-Lill, who was on city council at the time, says the Dallas Arts District, at least the one we know now, didn't exist. Sure, there were the Meyerson Symphony Center and the Dallas Museum of Art, but around them, mostly vacant lots and office buildings.
At that time, our theater down here in the Arts District was a metal shed. Dallas was not in its glory days.
So when Seattle-based behemoth Boeing announced it was looking to move its headquarters and considering the Dallas area, everyone scrambled to come up with a desirable pitch, one that focused on amenities besides downtown.
So our pitch was, you know, the ready skilled workforce, great transportation systems, easy access.
That's Chris Wallace, who was CEO of the Greater Irving Las Colinas Chamber of Commerce at the time.
Educational system that was important for their employees, affordable housing as well. We thought we had a very good package.
Even sports heroes got in on selling North Texas. Texas Rangers shortstop Alex Rodriguez wrote a letter to Boeing's CEO. It said, "I moved to Dallas-Fort Worth to improve my future, so should you." In the competition to land the world's largest aerospace company, Dallas made it to the final three. The other cities were Chicago and Denver. Valletta Forsyth-Lill says folks in Dallas were betting tax incentives and a business-friendly environment could land the deal. But she was worried that wouldn't be enough.
A very unfortunate mistake that we made. I can remember showing up at a reception for Boeing in a presentation, and it was done in a high-end suburban hotel. As nice as that hotel is, really gives you no sense of being any place other than a suburb, which can look like other suburbs in America.
Boeing wanted more. Chicago, with its lively art scene, took the gold. John Crawford says he was extremely disappointed when he heard the news. Boeing thought downtown Dallas was dead.
They did not feel that our cultural standards met their needs, and they didn't think that we had a very vibrant downtown.
When you are competing for a relocation of a major corporation, you are putting yourself out there as a major American or a major international city. What it felt like was Boeing felt that we were not a major American city. And I think that was the hurt.
In the early 2000s, Valletta Forsyth-Lill, John Crawford, they had a vision for what Dallas could become. they had big plans to renovate old historic buildings for residential use, to build a theater and an opera house, to open the Nasher Sculpture Center and new parks. But you can't sell a vision, Lil says. You have to sell reality. So everyone doubled down on efforts to bring the Dallas Arts District to life. Lil championed the effort when she was executive director of the Dallas Arts District and still comes here often.
You're in the largest urban arts district, and it has substantially evolved.
Lil is lounging outside the Center Cafe, which used to be a ticket office. It's nestled between the Winspear Opera House and the Meyerson. From here, you can see and hear the district's dramatic evolution. Kids on a field trip at the Symphony Center are running past people drinking iced coffee. There's construction nearby, planes overhead, Clyde Warren Park just down the street, the Perot Museum, the Omni Hotel, arts apartments. The district has, in just a few blocks, a collection of five cultural facilities, all of them done by Pritzker Prize-winning architects. Lil says, in part, these additions were a reaction to Boeing's rejection.
Boeing is in the back of people's mind. It was always a little nagging conscience piece. What do you, as Dallas, need to do to be a better city?
Lil says, of course, there's still a ways to go. But Dallas is so much better positioned to woo Amazon today. There's a thriving startup culture downtown. The sidewalks don't roll up at 5 o'clock, and the improved arts district.
So I would love for them to come and see what this neighborhood has become.
Lil hopes the sales pitch includes more than an emphasis on tax breaks and economic incentives. She says now it's time to show off the arts community too. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Sunny skies throughout the day with a high near 81 in the forecast. The overnight low drops to around 57, and then tomorrow partly sunny with a high near 82. 58 degrees now in Dallas, 55 in Fort Worth.